Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Big with Dan and Qasim. Qasim's not able to join, but our guest today is Avi. So Avi, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
All right. I'm Avi from Fine Lock and Key, and I've been a locksmith since 2007. We provide commercial, residential, and automotive locksmithing solution to the Chicagoland area. We are very detail-orientated, and we make sure to pay attention to the little details wherever we go on a job. No cutting corners with us. And we try always to make our customers happy and provide good solutions to the problems.
So how did you get the idea to start this business?
Well, I got to the industry through a recommendation of a person I met. And ever since, I've met many locksmiths along the way. And I used to work for others. For the past 15 years, I work on my own.
So you've been in the industry for a while. So what makes somebody successful as a locksmith?
I think that the answer for that is could be general to any business. Success is being derived by how much you are serious and how much you really want to get things done out of your business. So it's a general answer for any type of a business. You have to get up in the morning and out of knowing that today you're going to hit it, it's going to be the day that you are, you basically have to be concentrated, you have to concentrating on what you are doing and trying to make the best out of it. That will be, a key to success. And speaking about keys, I know a thing or two about keys.
Awesome. So you mentioned that, you're very detail oriented, but I guess like what else makes you better than your competition in your mind?
I think attention to details is something that's very important. For example, many customers can be very specific about colors and finishes of their locks. Some customers may not find it important. What makes me better than others? I don't know. I just try to do my best. I don't compare myself to others. I try to do the best at what I do and hopefully get me more business. I had a situation last week that I had an institution, a local school here in Chicago, that wanted a quote for a project, but they told me that they are also getting two other quotes from two other locksmiths. And they got two other quotes. I gave them the quote and they got two other quotes. And they got back to me saying that my quote was the cheapest quote out of them. So I don't want my customers to use me because I am the cheapest. I try not to be the cheapest. I don't look forward to being the cheapest, and I don't want to be the cheapest guy that you are choosing. But I think that the quality of the work, that's important. And customers see the quality. And in regards to my charges, I charge what I feel is right. So that's it. I mean, I happen to be the cheapest at that scenario, but whatever, I may not be at other areas.
So what does a typical day look like for you?
My typical day is getting up at around 6, going to the synagogue, where I go to a Torah class. After that, I pray the morning service. After that, I eat breakfast. And about 9:30, I am up to my first call. Regular service hours are between 9 to 5. And then I service different schools regularly. Thank God, I have been getting very good Google reviews. And as you know, there is some sort of an algorithm that if you have more reviews on Google, there is a better chance that you are going to appear where people are searching for, locksmith near me or locksmith or those keywords. And now I'm a mobile service, but what happens is that people are getting phone calls for just regular key duplications, which is fine. I'm very glad to take those calls, but I may not be home every time. So I'm just getting those calls all the time. So people just come to my house for copies, which is fine. I have no problem with it whatsoever. It's great. I welcome people to my house. But it has to be, by appointment, to make sure that I'm there. So yeah, that's the type of calls that I'm getting because I'm on Google and others, I don't know, lockouts and lock changes, people moving to a new house, they need to rekey their locks and such.
Are people calling you at like crazy hours if they're locked out of their home? Do you ever get those calls?
So if I'm available, yeah, I usually turn I put my phone on silent, honestly, at around 10 at night. But if I happen to be up and I am available to go, then I will go. We do charge a higher rate for after hours calls. If I'm available, I would go. Other than that, I try to keep my sanity and keep my normal sleeping hours and business hours. And
Are you a one-man show or do you have a team that works with you?
pretty much, if I need more help, I have others that I can rely on.
Awesome. So what is the role of technology in your business?
Technology is definitely advancing, specifically when it comes to automotive. And let me give you an example. I had a scenario with recently with a customer that wanted a duplicate key to his 2023 Nissan Sentra. Okay, so I said, okay, sure, I'm gonna order the key for you, and we're gonna get it going. I'm like thinking it's only a Nissan Sentra. What could go wrong, right? Well, that didn't require much of security for the past years. They quite require much more. I'm not going to go down to details into what it requires in order to program a key to a 2023 Nissan Sentra, but it's involved. It requires for me to buy more tools that I don't have. So it requ I have to be up to date as far as education, as far as knowing what's going on. We have locksmith conventions that it's good to go to and learn. And so you really have to be up to date with technology, specifically when it comes to automotive.
So in terms of locks, I mean, a big trend right now is smart locks. So do you work with that at all? Like, I guess, like, what are you seeing in the industry with smart locks?
And being what I live in West Rogers Park in Chicago. Are you familiar with that part of town?
Yep.
So this is a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, and over here we have what's called a Shabbos lock. Let me elaborate a little bit about that concept, if I may. According to Jewish tradition, we are not allowed to carry anything on the Sabbath, on the seventh day of the week, on Saturday, anything from the private domain into the public domain. So you cannot carry anything. You cannot carry a handkerchief. You cannot carry keys. Now, since you cannot carry keys, you need to be able to lock your home or unlock it. So that's why we have Shabbos locks. Those are mechanical push button locks that you can lock and unlock using the buttons, a combination, and it's mechanical. It doesn't use batteries because we cannot use electricity on Sabbath. So that's what I specialize in. When it comes to smart locks, I do them, but honestly, I don't get much many calls for them. Should the need arrive, I will definitely tackle it and I will do it. I've done those. Yeah, I've done a couple of those, but more on the commercial side, not so much for residential.
Yeah, I mean, I see it now as a trend. I'm not sure if you've seen it for like people who might have like an Airbnb or something. Are you, so I know like right now in terms of technology, like there's a big trend with artificial intelligence. So are you using it at all in your business, or do you see like a use case in the locksmith industry for artificial intelligence?
What do you mean by that, practically speaking?
So artificial intelligence, so even, whether it's for, people using like high level chatbots, like AI chatbots, or even like for content. Like, I don't know if you're posting on social media or even like any, I mean, the, I guess like even robots, involved and, just to kind of like streamline processes with like artificial intelligence, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. In the locksmith world?
Yeah. Have you seen like any, of these like, or even just trends in general when it comes to like high tech, because yeah, I mean, like we spoke about smart locks and just things like that you're seeing with, high level technology.
Yeah, I mean, there are fingerprints locks, there are remote control locks, there are different things, but I don't know much. See, I'm not that acquainted with that type of of locks. But like I said, I just don't get much calls for them.
So, in terms of your business, like how do you get the word out? Like obviously, like I saw you on Facebook, but like how do you do the marketing? Like, obviously Google, but it's like how are you, like what has been like your biggest channel so far in terms of growth?
Word of mouth. I'm my main. I don't put any money on advertising. I appear a lot on Facebook. I post a lot on Facebook and in the various groups, like short clips of my work before and after and things like that. So Facebook, it's free advertising, and the community, community referrals, and accounts that I have been servicing regularly, keep me busy.
Awesome. So what is your top business priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
What's my priority?
Yeah, like what are you focused on right now in the next 3 to 6 months? Like, maybe in terms of growth or like what are you like looking at in terms of like what you're really focused on?
Focus on day by day activity. I mean, I focus on getting the calls, receiving the calls, and doing the jobs. I mean, I don't right now I don't have much any specific forecast for the future right now, but obviously that would be ideal to grow the business and in the near future.
So, what is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
I'm just living it, I'm just taking it day by day. I mean, advice, I don't know, to be determined. You have to be determined in what you do, keep the keep smile on your face, even though you really, really feel like mad or sad at the time. Keep that smile going because that smile reflects on others, makes a better impression, I think.
Sure, early on, even for you, right? Like it hasn't always been easy. Like even getting like your first customer, I mean, it's like just going from there, right? Like there's always been like maybe some things like that you wish you knew when you first got started. Like I think it's like and that's I'm just curious, like so many entrepreneurs are always like in the early days they might think of giving up or not sure like how do I even do this, right? So did you ever like have that thought in your mind or like challenges and like early on?
I have been, like I said, I've been doing it for more than 15 years. I had points that where I felt that I'm not making enough money and I'm not producing enough, so I was looking for other jobs. But I always had the locksmithing as my base and my main job, even though I was doing other things as well. I think that the key to success is really to love what you do. They say you can enjoy your work, you're never gonna work a day in your life, right? So it is true. It is true. I like what you do, and I like what I do, and I like make the best of every day of every job.
Amazing. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media page? Like, what's the best way for somebody to get in contact with your business?
So the best way is to call me on the phone. And my number is 773-569-1770. Let's see. I'm on Facebook. Find Lock and Key. Just search Facebook. Find Lock and Key. My website is findlockandkey.com. And Google, I'm there.
Well, Avi, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you, wishing you lots of success, even more success in your business. So thank you so much.
So much, Dan, and for the opportunity. And I wish you lots of success as well. The new Jewish year begins. We are preparing for Rosh Hashanah. So a lot, lots of blessings to you and your family.
Thank you so much. And for you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye now.